Hi, everyone. As Jen said, my name is Alexi Agathakleas. I'm an attorney with CCR and counsel in Doe v. Jindal, which we filed today. I want to just take this opportunity to briefly explain how...
You can remind her of that.
Hello? I want to just take this opportunity to briefly explain how this discriminatory law that we're challenging works and why it must change. So there are two ways in which Louisiana can prosecute the exchange of sex for money: through its prostitution statute, which encompasses vaginal, oral, and anal intercourse, or through its archaic crime against nature statute, which specifically and only outlaws oral and anal intercourse. Now, the Crime Against Nature statute has been on the books since 1805 and long criminalized sex that is associated with homosexuality. And since the early 1980s, it's been used to prosecute prostitution cases where the allegations involve oral or anal sex. The punishment triggered by the two statutes is drastically different. And most significantly, a Crime Against Nature conviction gets you registered as a sex offender. Until last summer, even a first crime against nature conviction had this effect. Now, a second or subsequent crime against nature conviction requires registration as a sex offender. Now, what this means in practical terms is that your name, your photo, and your address appear on the state's public sex offender registry, which is available online. Your identification and your driver's license state that you're a sex offender in bright orange letters. And you're required to notify all your neighbors, including residences, including businesses, community centers, churches, schools, and parks, who you are, where you live. You've got to tell them that you're a registered sex offender. And there are literally dozens of other consequences and rules about what you can and cannot do. Now, every other offense that requires sex offender registration in Louisiana involves violence, force, lack of consent, use of a weapon, or a victim who is a child. There is no violence, no force, no lack of consent, and no children involved in a simple crime against nature conviction. A prostitution conviction, and recall that that encompasses vaginal, oral, and anal intercourse, does not require registration as a sex offender. And that stands to reason, as a prostitution conviction also does not involve violence, force, lack of consent, or a child. But if your prostitution case involves oral or anal sex, then you can be prosecuted under this archaic statute and forced to register as a sex offender. Now, the point we're making in this case is that this distinction is indefensible and it's unconstitutional. It violates the equal protection that is guaranteed to everyone under the federal constitution. There is just no public safety rationale that could possibly justify this distinction. All there is a long history of moral disapproval, discrimination, and homophobia. And moreover, forcing someone to register as a sex offender is just so grossly disproportionate to this offense, and as such, it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment, and it also violates our client's right to privacy. I want to make everyone aware of a few very vital statistics about this. In Orleans Parish, almost 40% of registered sex offenders are registered because of a crime against nature conviction and for no other reason. 75% of them are women, and almost 80% of them are African American. So in short, the inclusion of crime against nature as a registrable sex offense is archaic. It's discriminatory, it's out of step with the rest of the country, and it lacks any public safety rationale. So what we're saying through this lawsuit is that it is time to remove the statute from the list of offenses that require registration as a sex offender.